Now time for locker room chat with Wetmore head football coach Miles Hanzelcheck. Coach, coming off a solid 54-6 win against Altoona Midway, your overall thoughts on the game?
It was a good game. Seemed like the second quarter, you know, Coach and I, we were like, well, that second quarter just kind of seemed boring, but I think the reason was they was throwing the ball. So, they threw the ball 27 times on us, and but we held them to negative 10 yards rushing, so they had to go to the air, and it just kind of slowed the game down a little bit, it seemed like. So, but it was a good game. My boys played hard. Dirk ran the ball real well. I think he had 176 yards rushing. Tyler on defense, Tyler Womack, he just blew it up like he usually does. I think, 8 solos and 4 assisted. So, yeah, Dirk on offense and Tyler on defense, and everybody else did a great job too.
Talking about you guys' defense, as you mentioned, giving up just minus 10 rushing yards, and as you alluded to, they threw the ball 27 times, but you guys only gave up 65 passing yards. Your overall thoughts on your guys' secondary?
I mean, we've been working on it all week, making sure we've got our zones and our coverage, and getting back there. Now, I know there was a couple passes that we got pretty lucky. Receivers dropped them. I know there was one that they probably would have scored on, and we had a little talk with our safeties and got everything worked out. They played really good pass defense last week, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
Mentioned Dirk's stats, but a guy that I think flies under the radar in terms of when teams play you guys is Jacob Carls. He finds the end zone again twice. He's a guy that's been very dangerous for you guys this season.
Yes, Jacob, I know I don't give him enough credit, I guess. He's such an asset to this team. He's tall, he can jump, he's got great hands, got good speed. They were keying on him and Dirk all night long. There was a guy, usually Jacob can get way open, and this game he had a guy within 2 yards of him all the time. So he would have had a lot more catches if they weren't keying on him like that. But we still got him the ball twice. And I know that first touchdown that he got, Dirk just barely got it in there. He had a guy all over him, but we got the ball in there and scored. He's a huge asset, and he's doing great on defense too. He's playing him at safety, and I know guys don't really want to throw over a 6'3 guy too much, so he's doing a very good job.
We're going to take a brief break. We'll have more from Wetmore head coach Miles Hanzelcheck in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Wetmore head football coach Miles Hanzelcheck ahead of their game at Waverly coming up this weekend. And talking about this Waverly team, they come into this one number 4 in the state, one of just 2 unbeaten teams at the 6-man level. Kind of talked about it last week, how important this game is going to be for you guys. You guys now have some receiving votes, and it should probably be the game of the week at the 6-man level. Coach, what do you know about this Waverly squad?
They are a well-put-together team. Fundamentally, they're just, I won't say perfect, but they're well put together. They seem to do everything right. You don't see the mistakes very much with them. They've got, they're a little number 3. He is just quick. He is quick, and they play him at the wing back. Quarterback's a lefty, and he throws the ball very, very well. I don't know. They really don't do anything that we haven't seen. They just do it very well. And if we can keep them, you know, we can keep them under control. If we can keep our outside contained and our safety stay home, I think that's what we've been stressing all week. It's just everybody's going to have to stay home or they're going to get us, you know. So just my hat's off to them. They've got a heck of a season going on. But I really think we can go down and play our game, and I think we can come out of there with an upset. I really do.
As for the direction of your guys' program, you guys won last week, giving you your 4th win of the season. You guys haven't won 4 games in a very long time. Going from that to now possibly being a ranked unbeaten team on the road, I mean, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to your kids? What does that mean for this program, the school, and this town?
It says a lot. Just being here in town and being up at the school, you've just got a different attitude with everybody, all the parents, the faculty. I'm getting texts all the time and you know, telling us all good job and good luck. And it, we just haven't had that too much because it's been so tough the last 5-6 years. But everybody's kind of got a good attitude. I just can't believe how far we travel and how many fans we have in stands. And that says a lot right there. I hope we can keep riding this and keep going and keep getting some wins and get to the postseason. I know I shouldn't be talking like that yet, but it's very likely, and see how far we can take it.
Coach, I want to thank you once again for your time here on Locker Room Chat. It should be a good one. Wish I could be there to see it personally, but either way, I'll get to talk to you again next week.
All right, I appreciate it.
That was Wetmore head football coach Miles Hanzelcheck here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital Wetmore Clinic.